bunların bir başı. Mesela tertemiz başı zevai gelip kullanmalı, zevai de benzesiz verir. Yeni nakil diye, ayrı siyah gibi diye de bir şey de beş nafaz diye olur. Kur'an bahnenin üç istiklal. İşte diyor da beş nafaz diye olur. Doğrudur da seyisi, neyse de hayra sahibi olur. Kriye sahibi bunlar da böyle. Biz kriye sahibi de hayra sahibi yok ya. Tabi karısın bu kriye bunlar bunu diyor. Tam rahatlar rahatsın işte de diyor. Bakın yarısını diyor. Bir kriye diyor. Bir kriye diyor. Bir kriye diyor. Bir kriye diyor.
Everything else.
There's no people in the first place to make you a
difference. But they might take the photo. Today, of course, what is money that they require a minion. And they can start playing a to get them to make a minion, or they want to do
it. The ambassador is told that the ambassador is going, they don't have to be there to use it. They're here to get an ambassador to come to the show. They're going to get an army to get them to use it.
But they don't see him on the end. They are here.
Sorry, they're the ambassador. I'm going to do it again.
Very good.
Now starts Hilchas Pesach on the Seder Haggadah.
The Shulchan Aruch says that every year on Pesach evening you should always prepare everything for the Haggadah in advance on Erev Pesach, so that when the husband comes home from shul, you should be able to start the Haggadah with the Seder right away in order to finish before Chatzos. The Gemara says that you should be careful to eat the matzah before Chatzos. And the Rishonim say that Bizman Azer, you should be careful to eat the Apikoimim before Chatzos. And some Rishonim even say you should be careful to finish the Abukosis before Chatzos, before midnight. So the Shulchan Aruch recommends that everything should all be ready in advance, that it shouldn't take too long to begin and end. This year, however, since the Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so the Gemara has an Isur of Hachonah, even if you're not doing any malachas at all, just to set up the tables and the chairs, or to bring a pillow, or to take a bottle of wine, to set up the cups, that's also an Isur Hachonah, even though no one is doing any malachas. So this year you have to do all the Hachonahs, of course, after Shabbos is over. The first Hachonah that we do, of course, is lit benches. And in Europe there was never a problem. When you bench lift, it was always dark in the room. They had no electric lights. Today that we all have the electric lights on, whenever you have 2 days Yom Tov in a row, or you have Shabbos Yom Tov in a row, so usually you have the lights burning from before. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of Tosfos in Perek Samanat Likin, that's the Perek in Shabbos that discusses lift benching. Tosfos says, and it's quoted in Din, that when you bench lift, you should be careful that it should be dark in the room. And when you light the candles or you turn on your light, you should be making the illumination at that time. Now, if you have the lights around, let's say on Friday afternoon, if the lights are on in the room already, so when the woman benches lift, why is she saying about the Hadlik Nashal Shabbos? The room is illuminated already. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, you should put out the lights and then turn them on L'Shem Shabbos and then say the bracha. But this year you can't do that. It's like Yom Tov, or you have 2 days Yom Tov in a row, so you can't turn out the lights. So the Poskim can say that you should be careful to, the woman should be careful to bench lift in another room, in the kitchen, or another room nearby, where at least it's either dark or it's not that light, so that the candles will be adding some illumination. But if the room is completely lit up with the room is flooded with lights from the lights on the ceiling, then it's very difficult to say that you can say a bracha just on hadlakas haner. Some are makel on that. Some say that since the candles add a little bit of a yontifdik atmosphere, so that's also sufficient to recite a bracha. It's a shveris dvar. The pashtus is that one should be careful when they bench lift always to light either in a dark room and then to turn on the lights or light the candles for the purpose of illuminating the room, or if the room is already lit up, you should see to it to light the candles in another room or another corner of the room where at least you're shedding some light.
How do you light candles? How do you put on a light there if you light candles?
Somebody else?
No, usually what you do is you turn on the electric lights. You turn off all the lights, then you turn on the electric lights, then you light the candles, and you say the bracha. And the bracha refers to everything that you lit. Bracha really refers to the electric lights. Because the Poskim say, Abitzchok Shmelkus has in the Tshuvas, and Beis Yitzchok, that as far as Hadlokas Shabbos, Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos, and Hadlokas Neiros on Yom Tov, that would certainly be good to say the bracha on electric lights. As far as Neiros Chanukah, that's a different story. The Poskim say not. But as far as Neiros Shabbos and Yom Tov, they say that, yes, so that's the mice of what we do all the time.
The woman covers her eyes, it can't use that.
Not really, because it's not illuminating the room. We're covering the eyes, that's the meaning to consider it over Lassi Yossam. No. In the Radna Yeshiva, they have, it's an interesting Maisa. In the biography of Abba Chana Vassiman, they tell a Maisa, he was once in London to raise money for his yeshiva in Baranovich. So when it came to Havdalah, so he told them that they should turn out the lights so that they should have Hanoi from the Yoran Air like they do in the yeshiva. He said, like they do in Radni Yeshiva. So he was visiting by a Siddish Yid. So Siddish Yid didn't hold so much from Abba Chana, from all these yeshivas. He said, by the Chassidim we don't do that. And he just hacked them up. There were different minhagim in Europe, whether you should dafkit say the bracha Baruch Yoran Air Shamatay Shabbos in such a way that you should be nene b'dafka from the Yoran Air only, or as lav dafka.
Now, but
the really is.
When you're searching for a plummet, some people also put out the light. But that's also dramatic, it's not.
Yeah. This year, Pesach falls out.
Not so much dramatic, because the Baruch Hama, you're now about to, so they're speaking with the electric lights on.
Yeah, the more they should use it. Yeah.
Baruch Hama, you're not allowed to when you have that much light. So by having your electric light on, you feel that.
Want to have the light up, you zeroed in on this spot, so you'll it'll be better for checking. Yeah, it's not that much of a dramatic thing.
Can you use the shouldn't
be put up dollars? There's also machlokes. Rav Chaim Oiz and Rav Chaim Brisker used to use electric lights with a filament, not these types. If you have a filament that's not frosted, if you have a light that's not frosted, and you can see the filament, so then they held that you can use that for havdol. Rav Chaim Oiz, in fact, would be makbid bedafke to use electric lights of Abdullah to show that it's an Issa deraisa, that it's real Issa deraisa on Shabbos. because the Maharsham, the Bajana Rav, are gepaskin in his tshuvas that turning on electric lights on Shabbos is only melacha de rabbanim. Rav Chaim Moshe held that that was wrong. So to demonstrate that he held that it was really an eish deraisa, you can say bur in the Ari Hoeis, that it's real mavir. The Bedavka went out of his way to use electric lights for Avdol. But you have to use Davka, an electric light that has a filament which is visible. You don't halach is like a burning arash, you don't necessarily really have to be nenith in the Aran there. The Gemara says we have a minig that we look at our fingers, we look at the shade and so on. The Iker Adin, the Gemara says, as long as it's close enough that you could be nenith in the Aran there, you don't really have to be nenith. But halach is that it has to be a non-frosted bulb, so one could possibly be, you can see the ash and you could be nenith from the ash itself. This year Pesach falls at Amatoy Shabbos, so you have to say in addition to the Kiddush, you have to say the Havdalah as well. When you recite the Havdalah, so the Gemara says you have to say the Baruch Mi'ar Ha'esh this year also. So the Gemara says that with respect to Baruch Mi'ar Ha'esh on Matzoi Shabbos, it's a mitzvah min amufchor to use an avuka. An avuka means a torch haste that you have more than one wick blending in to make the flame. So Mi'ikar Adin, Rabbi Kivega points out in Hilchos Shechita, Mi'ikar Adin, and it says in Hilchos Havdalah like that, Mi'ikar Adin, if you have two separate candles, and each candle has one wick, even though the two flames are not blended in together to make one, that's also considered an avuka. Normally we are machmir, we usually have a havdalah candle from the Tzoy Shabbos where the two wicks are so close together that they make one flame. Or if you don't have a havdalah candle, so you take two matches, and you take two candles, and you hold them close together so that they make one flame together. When it's Yom Tov Shechol Yeres B'Mon Tzoy Shabbos, so many people have the practice that they take the two candles together, and they make them into one. So some poskim are medactic that you shouldn't do that. And on a normal Matzoi Shabbos you can do it, but on a Matzoi Shabbos when it's Yontif, so you're involved in an additional malacha which is really Shalol itself, because if you take a candle and you have part of the wax dripping down, so that's a Shaila of Mechabe. I'm stopping my Hashem Hashem and there is Chai Mishim Mechabe. A rather tiny fakir, the Rav of Soloveitchik, this time that is perhaps Mavir Shalol itself. If you take two single flames and you combine them together, you're making a bigger fire that you don't really need. That you don't really need it for any purpose. You can really say burn your ash the way it is now. So there's a sama makfid that the dafkin not to put the two candles together for the purpose of havdalah when it's on a yontif, because either it's a hashash mechaber because of the wax that made it down, because of a hashash of mavir shalom itself. The kiddush on Pesach night is the first of the abrakaisis. The Kiddush on Pesach night is different from Kiddush, the very manishtan alarazah. The Kiddush on Pesach night is different from the Kiddush or Havdalah any other night, any other Matzoi Shabbos or any other Shabbos of Yontif when you say Kiddush. Normally when you recite Kiddush or Havdalah, we have a klal hamavarach torah shi'itam. Somebody has to drink the wine, and as long as one person drinks the wine, even if it's a katan, even if it's a child who's not bar mitzvah, the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Mem that everybody's yotze with the Kiddush of the Havdalah. You don't say that whoever didn't drink isn't yotze. As long as one person drinks, everybody's yotze with the Kiddush of the Havdalah. On Pesach night, in addition to the Arbe Kais is serving, each Kais being a Brach ala Kais, that's how the Gemara says, that the first is Kiddush ala Yayin, the same as every time you have Kiddush ala Yayin. The second is Asher Geolonu ala Kais. Third is Birchas HaMozen ala Kais. And the fourth is what the Mishnah calls the Birchas Ashir. Halakos. Birchas Hashir is from Nishmas till the end of the Yishtabah, the whole long bracha. So the Gemara says, in addition to being a bracha halakos, like we bench halakos, you say Sheva brachas halakos, you have Birchas Erisin halakos, Kiddush Abdol halakos. In addition to that, if that were the only inyan, so then one person could recite the brachas and drink the wine, and nobody else has to have any cups. Nobody has to drink. So the Tesis points out, based on the Gemara, the Tesis on the first daf in Arvid Sochim, that in addition to being four brachas halakos, you also have a mitzvah of Shtiyas Hayayim. Because the Gemara seems to indicate that Rambam sums it up like this, that on Pesach night we have to do two things to demonstrate Kiilu, Chai Baram Laharas Esatim, Kiilu Hu Yotim Mecham. We have to demonstrate as if we just became B'nai Chorim. So the one thing we have to do to demonstrate is that we have to drink four times Lachai. We have to drink Arba Kaisis. To drink Arba Kaisis, not Sama Brocha Lachais. To drink the Lachai. You don't just say Lachai when you put it on. You have to drink the Lachai to demonstrate that we are now B'nai Chorim. Avodim are not given the luxury of having liquor mashke. They give them milk, whatever, coffee, tea to drink. But B'nai Chorin have mashke to drink. And the other mitzvah that we have to demonstrate that we are now B'nai Chorin is the mitzvah of Haseib, to eat the Haseib on Pesach night. The Rambam says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, that L'chatchile, one should eat the Haseib that's reading on the left side throughout the entire study. That's what the Rambam writes. The mitzvah of Haseib really has nothing to do with the matzah, or the Korban Pesach or that, because the mitzvah achila, the whole achila below Pesach should be the Haseib. The fact there are some poskim who hold The Miri quotes Rishonim like this, that one should recite the whole Haggadah Behaseder. You should lean over the whole time and say the Haggadah. So that in Shulchan Aruch they don't quote, and they say B'davke Faket, they quote the Shaloh HaKadosh, that it's not proper to recite the Haggadah, to recite Hallel, to say Brachas Behaseder. I mean, they're speaking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, they're saying Brachas and things. The Achila should be Behaseder. So the Ramah quotes L'Hatchila Yeisav Kol HaSudah. The entire Sudah should be Behaseder. And the Gemara says, if you just ate your matzah behesedah and you had your abakaisis and so on behesedah, then you yoytz. So these are the two mitzvahs that we do to demonstrate that we are now b'nei chorin. The one mitzvah is the drinking of the abakaisis, not some recital of four brachas halakais. Everybody has to drink the abakaisis. And the second mitzvah that we do to demonstrate chayris is to have the hesedah. No, you can do that Pesach night also. In fact, that was the common practice in the times of the Gemara. You see, in the times of the Gemara, the Rosh Yeshiva would say, they would have a Seder in the Yeshiva. So the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef and the other Amoraim would travel the Seder, and they would say the whole Agorah, and everybody would be Yotze with Shemei Kohen, the whole Agorah. Avodim Hayinu, Metchila Avdi Avodah Zarah, everything, only one person would say. And everybody else would have to pay attention. They can't talk, and they can't be walking around munching on the... On a matzah, yeah. They have to all pay attention to
it.
The shtiyah, the drinking of the kaisis, mitzad, the brachal kaisis, or the amiras ha-hagodah, you can be yoytz to the shemei kohenah. But mitzad, the mitzvah of drinking of the kaisis, that everybody has to give his own
abakaisis. The first time, it's also part of the abakaisis. So
it would
be,
it would
be
ate this
because
the
part of the
application
is the
mitzvah
shtiyah.
Right. No, the drinking, everybody has to drink all the
abakaisis.
Right.
The kid is born ka'achas, both coming at the same time.
No, the amira.
The kiddush's part is one of the abakaisis.
Right, so the recital of the kid is the same as everything else. In the drinking, yeah. In the drinking, it's going to be nice.
So what's going to be with the, but they won't be nice to the
Kiddush is the first curse of the Abba
Kiddush.
Kiddush
is the first
Brach HaLakai. Should be Alon is the second Brach HaLakai. The benching is the third. Each Brach HaLakai is I can recite.
So you have to drink Abba Kiddush?
To drink, yeah. Everybody has to drink.
So how can one be
nice
to somebody else?
No, in the recital of the Brach. I'll say the Brach and then you'll drink your own Kiddush.
Right. Why do
you say the same thing? Yeah.
You said the same thing. Yeah, but Shabbos and the one who makes drinks
and nobody else has to drink, and on Pesach night, everybody has to drink. That's
like right. So you have to. So somebody goes with I'm yotze with somebody else's kiddush, but I can't be yotze with his suda. I have to eat the suda myself. If he eats the cake, I'm not yotze with the suda.
Yeshiva is done kasheber. Do we have to have Riva Seber or does Yeshiva the Dan?
No, the Gemara has Yeshiva the Dan kasheber. Who Taisa says when it gets to a different halacha that I can be motzi you with hamotzi. Or with Birchas HaMazon, the bench mezumin, or the Gemara is only for Rol Mesubim Yachad. The Taisa says, Zvanazah, we don't have any Hasebeh. So if they're sitting around the same table, that's called the Kriyas together. The Taisa doesn't refer at all to the mitzvah of Hasebeh on Pesach night. That's the Taisa in Brachas that speaks about one person being Moitzah the others by benching or by HaMoitzah. As far as Hasebeh, Zvanazah, the Rav Yoh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that the whole Hasebeh institution doesn't make any sense today. Because today, Fakir, three people don't lean over. Bismana, perhaps Bismana Mishnah, they leaned over. But Bismana Zah, they don't. So that's why the Rav Yoh is of the opinion that Bismana Zah, nobody has to have any essay. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the women all rely, I don't know why, the women all rely on the Rav Yoh. And although Mikra and the women also have to have a Seber, but they follow the Han Rav Yoh, that Bismana Zah, the whole Haseber doesn't make any sense. And the men do not follow the Rav Yoh. Right. And the men do not follow the Rav Yoh. And we assume the Haseba doesn't make any sense. So the Achronim point out there is a medrash that says on the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, Vayasev. How does the pasuk begin in B'Shalach? Vayasev Kimas Al Yam Derech Yamtzu. So the medrash rabbi says Vayasev Elokim Mikan Shetzorach Haseba on Pesach night. Why? Because our Haseba is not to demonstrate that we are B'nei Charin. It's a zecher to the Haseba that they had in the times of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So although Haseba perhaps doesn't make any sense, it's not as that. Doesn't really demonstrate that we have been a chayin drinking now because it demonstrates that we have been a chayin. Because that's still a practice that the goyim have today. When you're happy, you drink a l'chaim. You have mashki, you drink l'chaim. And wealthy, b'nei chayin can afford to have abakaisis. And poor people can't. And avadim cannot. But as far as I say, it doesn't really make any sense today. So the achrayim say that we follow the medrash rabbi that our haseba is not really to demonstrate that we have been a chayin. It's a zeicha to the haseba that was at that time.
Did you just say, Rabbi, that If you make a moti, you can demote the other people. But how come everybody makes his own moti?
That really has nothing to do with the. It does have to do with Pesach. That's in general a problem. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you have Lacha Mishnah, so the din really is that the one who is saying the Hamotzi is Motzi everybody else, and they're not supposed to say any brachas. In fact, if I say Hamotzi and I slice up the challah and I give you a piece, and you say your own Hamotzi, so you're saying Hamotzi, you don't have Lacha Mishnah. So this was a very. In Europe, it was a common practice in a lot of kehillahs that everybody said their own bracha. If you give out the slice of everybody said their own bracha. So there's a tshuva in the Malamed Lahoyel where he has Gansin Akainis, he says that it's not really right. The more proper, he claims that the more proper minig is that everybody should be yotze with one person's hamotzi, and then they'll all be yotze with the lecha mishnah.
You should say yomim.
You should say yomim, yeah. You should say yomim. Some have the unless everybody has their own lecha mishnah, or some have the practice that everybody holds on to the same two chalas. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara even says that if I am not even eating matzah now. The Gemara says, even if I'm not eating, I can say the Hamoitzi and the Achilas Matzah for you. Normally, if I'm not eating now, I cannot say Hamoitzi to cover you. But on Pesach night, since it's a mitzvah to eat the matzah, and the Birchas HaMitzvah L'Achilas Matzah, I can certainly say for you, even though I'm not eating matzah. The Gemara says, the Chiddush and Rosh Hashanah, even the other Bracha Hamoitzi, I can also be Moitzi you. The Shulchan Aruch says, Achronim comment on Shulchan Aruch that l'chatchilo it's proper to drink the each one of the abukoses in its entirety. L'chatchilo kol hakos. B'di'eved, if you didn't drink kol hakos, then rov hakos is sufficient using the principle of rubu kekuloi. This is a din shechita also. L'chatchilo yachdishech kol asimim. So the Gemara kulon. B'di'eved, you say rubu kekuloi. But you have to taka have rov hakos. It means if you have a kos so big, the minimum size that the kos has to contain is a revius. A revius, machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. And Erevim, what a revius means. So we Baruch Hashem Paschim like Tosfos that it means a revius halug. Revius halug means the size of an egg and a half. Not that much, but it's not that tiny. Size of an egg and a half. Usually all the bechas have. Rashi sheet is that it's a revius ahin, which is four times bigger. It's bigger than the Chazanish shiur on anything. So we Paschim that it's a revius halug, but you have to drink a rove of that coat. Let's say I happen to have a bigger becher, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machloikis, and we're machna, that you have to drink a rove of whatever size of the coat that the coat happens to be. This is especially important to keep in mind on Pesach night, because you're going to drink arba kosos, so you have to keep in mind not to get drunk in the early ones, or not to develop a distaste for the wine early in the Seder, because later on you're not yotzi, you can just take a little sip. You have to drink davki l'chatchila kol hakos. And the Yevid Rov HaKos, the Taka Rov HaKos, a majority of whatever the size of the coast happens to be. L'chatchila, the Gemara says, the yayin should be red wine. A lot of people enjoy white wine, but l'chatchila should be red wine, or purple, black wine is also considered red. The Rishonim explain. Why? This is based on a pasuk. Altera yayin ki yisadam, so you see that yayin odam, red wine, is considered more of a hashivah. Bidi Yevid, what if a person uses for kiddush or for havdalah? But Rav Gofen, you say on all kinds of wine. That is not machlokes. The shaila is, when you have a kosher bracha like Kiddush, Abdullah, or Arba Kosos and so on, what if you use wine which is not red wine? So that's Machlokes HaTanaim. Rav Yehuda says that you're not even Yotze B'Yevid if you don't use red wine. And the Chachamim disagree. So offhand, we pass him like the Chachamim. That's where it says in Shulchan Aruch that even though L'chatchila should always try to get red wine, B'Yevid, if you have white wine, it's also good. The Ramban's opinion is quoted, however, the Ramban holds that even B'Yevid, one is not Yotze with anything other than red or purple or black wine, because he has a Gemara in Bava Basra, which seems to indicate that here it's an unusual case that we pass like Rav Yehuda. Although usually we say Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim, Ramban HaTagimah, that we pass like Rav Yehuda. But L'chatchila, it's proper to use Dafke red wine, the Kiddush, Rabbi Kaisis, and so on. Rabbi Kiveger has a Kula. Rabbi Kiveger says that as far as Havdalah is concerned, in general Havdalah, not Pesach night this year, the Havdalah is going to be a Kiddush also. In general, as far as Havdalah and any Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, let's say as far as Kiddush on Shabbos morning is concerned, so since we paskin that Chamar Medina could also suffice, it doesn't have to be wine, it could be some other intoxicating beverage. So he tainas that white wine cannot be Gora from a Chamar Medina. He's Mekel on that. But Mekel, the Chatzilah should really always, when you're using wine, you should always try to get red wine. Right, this year we say both the Kiddush and a Havdalah on the first night of Pesach. Because it's Matzoi Shabbos, so it's a Havdalah for Shabbos, and it's a Kiddush for Yom Tov. Right, we do. It's in the Haggadah. You say the Kiddush and the Havdalah together, right. It's in the regular Haggadah. It's been, right. And the Gemara, it's a whole pilpul. How do you arrange the Kiddush and Havdalah with the Bar Mitzvah? And by us, it's all pinted, so we don't have any problems.
Why
did
they have the
Havdalah
before the Kiddush?
Right. So you should, the Gemara told you, why not Havdalah? Yeah.
Red grape juice and white wine. Which one is preferable?
As far as grape juice, I just wanted to mention, as far as grape juice, the Gemara says that if you use for the Arba Kaisis wine, which doesn't taste so good, Yain Chai, it's much too sharp, much too strong, and you don't enjoy it. So the Gemara says you will be yotze the mitzvah of four brachas ala kos. You have the Kiddush, you will yotze, with the Asher Goalonu, you yotze, brachas amazon ala kos, but you're not yotze yidei cheirus lo yotze. The additional mitzvah that in Arba Kaisis there are really two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to have four brachas ala kos. And then there's another mitzvah to drink Arba Kaisis, to drink. So to drink Arba Kaisis, you have to show that you're a free man. What kind of a demonstration is that if you don't enjoy it? That's why Rav Soloveitchik Tain is that if someone doesn't really enjoy wine, and he enjoys grape juice much better. So since the Rambam says that there should be a shtia areva, should be a pleasant tasting drink, you should enjoy it. So he should bedavka use grape juice and he shouldn't use wine. Based on the same Gemara in Rambam, Rav Moshe Feinstein Tain is fakir, that since the idea of drinking kabakosis is to demonstrate that you're now a free man, and you have the right to drink lachayim, you're not a slave anymore, so what do you make l'chaim on? Orange juice, on tomato juice, on grape juice. No chshivas. You have to make l'chaim on a mashke, on something with which is intoxicating. Yeah, that's paribah. So the Moshe Tain is that he holds mitzvah asvora that faket, based on the same Gemara in the Rambam, to demonstrate the achir, that you shouldn't be yose with grape juice. Although grape juice is regular wine, and the brachas bor pi agafen, and it's good for kiddush all year long, if a havdalah or birchas eris and birchas nesum or whatever. But for Arba Kaisis, you shouldn't use it. In order to bedavka demonstrate derech eruv, she dafka not use grape juice. I'm actually quoting as a raya, the Yerushalmi that the Rishonim quote. Yerushalmi says that there was one of the Tanoim who couldn't take wine. So, but he used to streng zechon on Pesach night and drink the Arba Kaisis. So he was sick from Pesach until Shavuot. So Rabbi Moshe asks, why did he have to get sick in Pesach Shavuot? Why didn't he just drink grape juice? The Tanoim said it's a raya that you're not yetzer with grape juice. You have to have dafka wine. Others say no, then maybe he has such a makeup. Maybe he would get sick and grape juice.
Just
shadow if it's
allergic to any on the
Kevin
grape juice was
partially
orange
finish. Yeah. Yeah. Right. When you're visiting the neighbor for the Seder and you want to carry something and you're not supposed to do any malachas if the Shabbos is over on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry, but you're not allowed to do malachas until you say Havdalah. So you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. Usually on a Mitzvah Shabbos you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. Tonight you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, and then you're allowed to do all your malachas. You're allowed to carry to the neighbor, and then the neighbor or whoever will be reciting the Havdalah will say the Havdalah
with the candles. I mean, if you're saying that
before
then all women have to tell how to make it.
Right.
That's the question of carrying.
Right.
Because
right.
Not the light chef.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. All the women should say, Baruch HaMavdi Mekodesh LeKodesh before they bench them. That's right. The light goes, they say, you say Vatodiyena. Right. You say Vatodiyena. Right. Regarding Shehechiyonu, the din is, the Gemara says Shehechiyonu can be recited any time on Yom Tov. Lav davka b'shas Kiddush. But since we're reciting Kiddush anyway, ala yayin, so the Gemara says in Erev and Andafem, Shehechiyonu amra afilo bashuv. But since we're having a Kiddush ala yayin, so we save up the Shehechiyonu to recite it also ala yayin. The women, and many women have a practice to recite Shehechiyonu b'shas hadlokas aneiris. So Rabbi Yankee Femden has stark tainis against this. He says that it's not really right, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that you can say Shehechiyonu afilo bashuk. Anybody, the husband can also say, but the Gemara says that it's not proper. The more proper practice is to say the Shehechiyonu till you're reciting Kiddush, to have Shehechiyonu ala yayin. You know, so those women have the minhag to say Shehechiyonu when they ben shlich, it's alright. But those who don't, he doesn't recommend that they should adopt that minhag. It's not a minhag that one should go out of his way to go pick up from other people. If you don't have, you don't have. Let's say if a woman, an unusual case, if a woman is traveling a Seder all by herself, and she already says Shekhyonah when she benches lift, and she doesn't say Shekhyonah a second time when she says Kiddush, she was ready to the Shekhyonah. Shekhyonah is not a part of, it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. Shekhyonah is on the Yontif, and if you already said it once before, let's say the Chazan, on Pesach night the Chazan doesn't say Kiddush in Shul, but let's say on Shavuot, if the Chazan says Kiddush in Shul and he says Shekhyonah, then later on he's not going to say Shekhyonah again. So let's say if the Chazan's wife said Shekhyonah when she benched Licht on Erev Shavuot, and the Chazan says Shekhyonah when Shul, when he made the Kiddush, so who's he going to say Shekhyonah? To his children. So if he has children who are passed by Mitzvah, so the Dinis, he can say Shekhyonah when he says Kiddush on Shavuot night to be made to the children. But if all of his children are Ketanim, the before Bar Mitzvah, and the wife already said Shekhyonah when she benched Licht, and he already said in Shul, so everybody's covered, so you don't say Shekhyonah a second time. You only have to say once Shekhyonah, one Yom. Gila Chinuch also, they're mechuyif to say Shekhyonah, but I shouldn't say it for them. Let them say their own Shekhyonah. Right after the Kiddush, the Gemara says that you have to wash until it's Yadayim, and then eat the karpas. What's the idea of washing the tilas yadayim? You're not holding by eating the bread yet, and we only wash without a bracha. We don't say the bracha on the tilas yadayim. So the Gemara explains that there's a problem of tumma v'tahara here. That if we usually assume that tam yadayim atome, it's a din with the rabbon, and the hands are always tummy until you wash the tilas yadayim, which removes the tumma. And we are afraid that if the person with his tummy dicky hands will dip in the karpas into the salt water, so the karpas will have mashka on it, and his hands will be in time of the water, and the water will be in time of the karpas, so a great tragedy, he'll be eating karpas at the tummy. So what does it bother us? We're all tummy anyway. All the food that we eat is tummy. So that's why Taisa says that this is not a din bismanazeh. You don't have to wash until it's a daim bismanazeh. So that's a bismana mikdosh, and bismana mishnah, bismana talmud. When the people were careful about tumma v'tahara, people used to eat truma, they eat kachim, they walked into the Beis HaMikdash. A person will eat ochlim, food that's tamei, it'll make his body tamei mid the rabbanon. Also not minatur. So bizman HaMikdash and so on, there was the people were careful to wash until the sedayim before they ate any food that was rinsed off. But bizman said there is no such need at all. The Rambam disagrees with Taisus and says, although the whole idea behind washing for a dovish at tivula b'mashke, for washing for, let's say, dipping a donut into coffee when you want to eat it, or dipping lekach into schnapps or whatever, whenever, or you rinse off fruits or vegetables and then you eat them while it's still moist, while it's still wet on the outside. So the Rambam says, even though the reason for washing doesn't make any sense, it only made sense b'zman HaMikdash, b'zman that people were careful with respect to tumah v'tahara. Nevertheless, it's a takana satanai, and it must be observed even b'zman hazeh. So the Rambam's opinion is, when you wash for davish at tivula b'mashke b'zman hazeh, you have to say the barucha shekirishanu b'sol sitzvana on the tilas yadayim. Taisa's opinion is that you don't have to wash at all b'zman hazeh. So because it's a machloike, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you should wash without a barucha, to wash to satisfy the Rambam's opinion that you have to wash. And we leave out the barucha because it's a suffix barucha's local because of Taisa's opinion. The Taz says, and Hilchas Pesach, Mikan, Tochachas Megule, and the fact that on Pesach night everybody washes the tilas yadayim before they eat the karpas, we should learn musar for all year long, that many people all year long eat fruits or vegetables that were washed off and they're still moist and they don't wash the tilas yadayim at all. So he says the Taz uses the lashon manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halayla, but he only washed tonight, you don't wash all year long. So he says mikan tochachas megule, for those people who don't wash all year long, you're supposed to wash all the time for davish at tevula b'mashke.
I thought there was something like the child asked question.
I mean, that's why you have karpas.
The Gemara says, karpas, if you're washing, you know, without a brush, it's
no.
It's
the Gemara says that the karpas
is giving the seder wash.
Oh. So the Netziv says in his Haggadah, he thinks that the Taz's kasha is not so shver. He thinks one can really hold, like Tosfos, that b'zman hazeh you don't have to wash b'davish at tevula b'mashke at all. So why do we wash on Pesach night? Manishtana laila zeh. So he says, nishtana minishtana, that on Pesach night we want to imitate things the way they were b'zman HaMikdash. We want to make believe and act as if we would be careful with tumma v'tahara. Yeah, it's a little different. So we want to imitate the way they ate the Korban Pesach b'zman HaMikdash. And he quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that's the idea of the kittel. He says the kittel is that when they ate Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim b'zman HaMikdash, they would wear a chaluk lovon. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he did the Avodah, wore a chaluk lovon. So the Vilna Gaon says on his own, he has no Gemara, he must have some other outside Makaris. He says he used to wear a fancy, beautiful white chaluk lovon, a white malbush, a chalat, when they ate korbanos in Yerushalayim. So the kittel on Pesach night of the Vilna Gaon is an inyan of simcha, not an inyan of avelus. Other poskim say it's an inyan of avelus. Yeah, and then you have Avelis, and that's why an Oval doesn't have to wear kittel, because he has already the Avelis, doesn't need anymore. The Vilna Gaon says that it's not so. It's an Inyan of Simcha Fakir. So the Netziv says that just like the Vilna Gaon says that wearing the kittel is an Inyan of Simcha, to remember, to reminisce the way they ate Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim, so too the washing of Tilos Yedayim on Pesach night before the Karpas is only as a Zecher for the fact that Bizman HaMikdash they used to be Nizra on these things. That's apparently the source of the minig that many people have, the Yekis have and others have, that only the one who's saying the Haggadah, only the father who's saying the Haggadah, he's the only one who washes for Karpas, and everybody else doesn't wash. That's apparently, it must have been the old minig by the Germans from the Bali Ates. Bali Ates, you say that Bizman HaZeh, you don't have to wash all year long for Davashi to Ulam Mashkin. On Pesach night, you only wash as a Zecher LaMikdash, as a Zecher to the way they ate Korban Pesach. So it's enough of a Zecher if the Balabayis washes. But the Taz is following the minig that they had in the rest of Europe, in Eastern Europe, that everybody would wash before Karpas. And it's a real din all year long. The proper thing is you should always wash before eating a Davashi to Ulam Mashkin. I don't recall, I don't think so. The Gemara says one who washes for eating peiros is yuhara, harei zemigas yaro. That means dry peiros. But if they're moist peiros, then the Shulchan Aruch says he's supposed to wash without a bracha. And the Vilna Gaon passes, he should wash with a bracha like the Rambam all year long. After washing for the karpas, the Mishnah says that you have to take the karpas, dip it into the salt water, let that practice, and say the Baruch Priya Hadamah. Thesis introduces a whole new story here. Thesis raises the problem when you say the bracha al achilas moror in the middle of the meal. The moror has nothing to do with the meal. Nobody eats horseradish, let's say eating horseradish, then it's really akasha. Nobody eats a chunk of horseradish in the middle of the meal. And the halacha is that when you say hamotzi, you don't have to recite any other brachas on any other food. That's only food that's boim dvorm haboim achmas hasudis, food that has a shaykhis with a meal. When you're hungry, eat all that, then you don't have to say any more brachas, hamotzi covers everything. Right. As a person takes it, let's say a person doesn't feel well, and he only drinks schnapps when he's sick. He still says shahakal when he drinks his schnapps, even though he takes it for medicine, he still says a brach. But let's say he happens to be in the middle of a meal, and then he wants to drink the schnapps because he has this bad cold. So he still has to say shahakal on the schnapps. It's not dvorm haboim achmas hasudis. In fact, there's a machlokes in poskim. If you have a gefilte fish, and then the minig is that you have schnapps after the gefilte fish, after the fish, is that considered dvarm habayim machmas hasuda because the fish was machmas hasuda, and the minig has it that you have schnapps after the fish? Or you say, no, schnapps has nothing to do with the rest of the meal. Du hast da minig to drink schnapps, to say a brocha on the schnapps. So that's damis hamachloikis in the recent poskim. Those who have this practice, to drink schnapps in the middle of a meal after the fish, do you have to say a shahakalana? Well, let's say, Taisus, ask the kasha, when you have the moror in the middle of the meal on Pesach night, how is that Vama Boy Machmas Hasuda? Nobody in his right mind eats horseradish in the middle of the meal. So Taisus has on that kasha two terutz. One terutz is that if we would decide what the menu is. Here the Torah determined what the menu is. The Torah says you gotta eat matzah and you gotta eat moror. That's the menu for tonight, whether you like it or not. So it's Vama Boy Machmas Hasuda. The Torah declared that it's Vama Boy Machmas Hasuda, so there's no need for a Baruch Priya Adam. The other opinion of Taisus says no. The Torah never said that you have to eat the moror in the middle of a meal. Who's talking about a suda? Is a mitzvah to eat matzah, a mitzvah to eat moror. That doesn't show it's a suda. Suda siyantav is a different mitzvah. Suda siyantav has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. It's a different mitzvah to have a suda siyantav. Nor, why don't you recite a Baruch Priya Hadamah when you eat the moror? Because when you say the bracha on the karpas, you have to have in mind to cover the moror. Taishas doesn't like that Torah. The other opinion of Taishas is that doesn't make any sense. I say a bracha now, Baruch Priya Hadamah, and I have in mind the moror for later. I'm going to say so much Haggadah, we're going to talk Gesto, we're going to forget about it, it's going to be a Hesach Hadas. And the other Rishonim say, no, that does not constitute a Hesach Hadas as far as the eating. If you're holding in the middle of the Haggadah and you said Baruch Priya Hadamah on the Karpas, and you have in mind to have the Moror, so the Bracha does cover the Moror later on. So Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chumras on both sides. When you say the Baruch Priya Hadamah on the Karpas, you have to have in mind that they should cover the Moror also from later on. And according to the other opinion in Tosfos, that this does constitute a Hesach Hadas, that it's such a long pause between the Karpas and the Moror that the Bracha cannot relate to it. So if it's a Hesach Hadas, you should really say Bari Nefashis after finishing to eat the Karpas. Hesach Hadas, I eat some vegetables now and I'm not going to eat till half an hour later the rest of the meal. So I should say Bari Nefashis. But in order not to get involved in it, but if you hold that there's no Hesach Hadas, then I say Bar Pei Adama now to cover the Mora from later, then everything will be covered with the benching from later. So because of this Sofeg, we go Lechomer both directions and we require that the person should eat less than a Kezayis. If you eat less than a Kezayis of Karpas, then there's no Shaila, then you don't have to say any Bar Nefosh. The problem is the Rambam sheet. The Rambam says that you have to eat a Kezayis of Karpas. What's up with a Kezayis of Karpas? Karpas are mitzvah sachile. Matzah is a mitzvah, you have to eat Kezayis. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah. Morer is a mitzvah, you eat Kezayis. Karpas, the Gemara says, Beferish is only Kadesh Yishalu Hapinaikas. So why does the Rambam require a Kezayis? So the Hagolas Maimini on the bottom of the Rambam quotes in the name of the Maharam Rutenberg that he thinks that it's a misprint in the Rambam. Punkt by Karpas, the Rambam says you need Kezayis, and when he tells you that you have to eat Morer, he doesn't mention how much you have to eat. So he says it must be a mistake. The word Kezayis belongs over there by Morer needs Kezayis. Karpas doesn't need any Kezayis. Achreinim, though, on the Ochas Chaim, the Sepinka quotes Achreinim, who have a machlokes, is it kedai to be machmer for the Rambam sheet? They hold the Rambam really held it. That although the reason why the Chachamim instituted Karpas is purely kedai she yishalu hatinokos, to do something wild and out of the ordinary to keep the interest of the children, that they shouldn't want to go to sleep early, they should want to stay awake and see what else is there, what other strange things are happening tonight. Say both I don't have in mind a Morer, and you should be makpid bedavka to have less than a Kezayis.
Maybe Melach,
yeah, that's not wrong. Preparing an Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, a Shabbos. On Shabbos, a problem. Yeah, but on Yom Tov, you can always do it. Yantar is regular, Bishul is Mutter for Yantar. Shabbos you have to do give an Eitzah. When Pesach falls on Shabbos, you have to give Zachan Eitzah how to mix water. Because one has a whole sugi about making hilni, preparing salt water on Shabbos, how do you do it? But Yantar does not come. According to the opinion of the Rabbi Yosef Toivelim, that there is this quote that the bracha on the Berkri Adam and the Karpas has to cover the Moror, then if you say Bar Nefesh, so you've ruined. But maybe you don't have, maybe you're not supposed to say Berkri Adam and the Moror because it's covered with the Hamotzi. So because of the Sufik, there are two opinions in Tesis, so the Shulchan Aruch recommends to go to Chum in both directions. To say the Berkri Adam by Karpas and have in mind that this bracha should cover the Moror, and to eat less than a Kezayis. No, the less than a Kezayis. If people are starved and they want the Dafka to eat a Kezayis, so you don't give them a hard time. It's only a chum to say, let them eat the Kezayis.
What would the Rambam say?
Yeah, for sure.
What would the Rambam say? According to those who say the Kezayis,
yeah,
make a Bar Nefesh.
The Rambam doesn't have any Bar Nefesh. Apparently, he holds that there's no Hesach Hadas. There's no Hesach Hadas. The Magen Avraham says, what type of vegetables can you use for karpas? Kazayis is the same, yeah. The size of a half of an egg. No, that's just the question, how do you figure out how much it is?
No, because it's more concentrated, maybe.
Right.
Because
ice is the size either of a half an egg or a third of an egg. So we're not for half of an egg. What is the difference, what could be a difference between matzah and karpas and morer is a different thing. How long is the perfect achilas pras? The din says that you have to eat the kezayis lachatchila, the Magen Avraham recommends you should swallow the entire kezayis to vasachas, if that is possible, to swallow a whole kezayis at one time. And if you can't do that much, so you should swallow a little at a time, but soon after each other. You shouldn't pause too long.
Swallowing an egg, and gulping it down, is that a symbol of chayus?
So you don't do like the Magen
Avraham. I'm saying, that's not a symbol of
chayus. Okay. So Abchaim has a tain against the Magen Avraham and says he's wrong, so nobody follows him. Most people don't follow the Magen Avraham. You don't even try to swallow down the whole kezayis in the tain. You have to tell him that Abchaim holds that song. Yeah. They like Magen Avraham. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, and this is Gidon Osher, he thinks that the Shir of Kazayis Techa de Achilas Pras, how fast you have to swallow the Kazayis, you have to swallow it within the span of time that it would take to eat a Pras, which means either three or four Beitzim. So three or four Beitzim of what? So the Minchas Chinuch says three or four Beitzim of whatever food you happen to be eating. If you're eating, let's say, potatoes for Karpas, so you have to, and you want to eat a kazayis, let's say, like the Rambam. So you should eat the kazayis, tefidei achilas pras, within the amount of time that it would take to eat three or four kazayis of potatoes. If you're eating matzah, so you have to eat it within the amount of time that it would take to eat three or four beitzim of matzah. So let's say if a person is eating matzah normally, and he's falling, he doesn't have to rush. It's not shaykh that he's not eating the kazayis, tefidei achilas pras. The kazayis is 10 matzahs, let's say the big kazayis lamazogin is 10 matzahs, then he has an hour to eat. Tokdech in this class means the time that it takes to eat. Time that it takes to eat a ton of matzahs. If you just eat normally, without any pauses and without anything, you have a kazayis, tokdech in this kazayis. There's no shot of tokdech in this kazayis. Which vegetables are good for karpas? So according to this opinion in Tosis, that the whole idea of karpas merely is, they say, a barpir hadama to cover the moror. That's what they quote the name of Rabbi Yosef Tevelim, so that anything that would be a Barpi Adama would be acceptable. The Magen Avraham has a Chumrah, and he says based on the Mishnah, you have to use Dafka, a green vegetable. Because the Mishnah says Yerukis. And then Rabbi Kivegin on the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yerushalmi, which green vegetable should you use? So he says Petrushka. Yerushalmi says Petroizah. He says that's Petrushka.
But that maybe the top of it, green.
Yeah.
Not the bottom, the one that's the bottom.
So we use the green. No, we use the green. The green leaf.
Some people use the other part.
Ah, that's what the Magen Avraham says. No,
celery.
Soup green.
My guy, but you think pineapple. It's like carrots. One of the reasons why we have that is pineapple.
In Europe, they didn't have no pestilence at this time of the year.
Okay.
Well, carrots, some people
use. Can you talk about the lettuce and the cabbage
tomorrow? A little bit. After the karpas, the maybe say shako, After the karpas, we have a minig before we start the haggadah that we have yachatz. It's not found in the Gemara. Rashi instituted the yachatz. We take the three matzahs and we break the middle matzah and we put it away for later for the afikun. Why do we have three matzahs? Bemis is a big machlokes in Tosfos, and we're showing you whether you have two or three matzahs. The problem is like this: on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have two chalas, lechem mishnah, zechel amon. The Torah says that on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, a double portion of mon came down, and on Shabbos and on Yom Tov proper, the mon didn't come down. So that's why the Gemara says that the Tanoi made a takone, that whenever you recite Hamoitzi on Shabbos, even if you eat 100 sudas on Shabbos, 100 sudas, you should also have lechem mishnah. Or let's say, if you go to a Kiddush and they have cake, so you should take two pieces of cake. You should always have lechem mishnah. Take two pieces. So the mitzvah of lechem mishnah is a mitzvah zechel amon that applies on every Shabbos and every Yom Tov. The question is, on Pesach night, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that says that matzah is described as lechem oni. What does lechem oni mean? So one of the Tanoim says, madar kishaloni b'pusa, avkam b'pusa. Four people don't have their own bread, they can't afford, so they have to go to the wealthy people to snore to ask for nedovah. So what does the wealthy man give? He's going to give him a whole challah? So the Pasuk in Yishai describes, halafros l'roev lachmecha, break off a piece of bread and give it to the poor man. So the Oni goes around and he collects bread from the wealthy people, so they break off a piece of bread and they give. So the Oni always gets a prusa. So the Gemara says, ma dar v'shalani b'prusa, poor people eat, are broken, they don't have a shlema, they get a prusa, av kam b'prusa, lel pesach, you should be eating a mitzvah matzah with a broken piece of matzah, not a shlema. So the question is, but if you're going to have a broken matzah, how are you going to be mekayem the lechem mishnah? So here is a major machlokes on Rishonim. How do we understand the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach night? So some Rishonim say you have two distinct mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Suras Yom Tov, like every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, you have a mitzvah of Surah. You have to have a lechem mishnah for that mitzvah. Then on the other hand, there's another mitzvah to eat matzah. There's two unrelated mitzvahs. In order to be eating the two different mitzvahs, you have to have 2.5 matzahs, two matzah shlemos for the lechem mishnah for the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov, like every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, and you have to have the one prusa, the broken matzah, for the mitzvah of matzah, madar kishaloni b'prusa. And other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, these are not two distinct mitzvahs. The Torah tells you that the Sudas Yontef that you have on Pesach night, instead of having two Shleimos, you should bedavka have a Pusa. And if you're going to have two and a half, you're defeating the whole purpose of the Madar Kishalani with Pusa.
So why can't you say,
the poor man doesn't have two and a half, he doesn't have any Shleimos.
Or in the wrong harbor, or in the lechem oni could be in a different reason. There's a different reason why it's lechem oni.
Yeah, we're passing that also. We're passing that. Yeah, we're passing
that. You don't have to have it. You can use that.
Akasha, but we're passing both. We're passing them on Oymal of Zoram Harbor, and we're passing Madar Kishalani Bekusa. So that's the question that the Rishonim have. Do you have 2.5 matzis or do you have 1.5 matzis?
Is that why you have to eat two pieces?
Exactly. That's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Rosh that when you say Hamoitzi, not Achivas Matzah, right away you have to eat two kizaisim of Matzah. Why two kizaisim? Chavetz Chaim Tanya. What's that? Is two kizaisim? Manashtana Lail Hazemi Paralaz, and every Shabbos and Yontu eat one kizaisi ginuk. On Pesach night, you have to have two kizaisim of Matzah. So the Rishonim explain why, because you have two distinct mitzvahs, a mitzvah of Sudas Yontu and a mitzvah of Matzah. And you have to have a kizais for the mitzvah of Sudah and a kizais for the mitzvah of Matzah. Chavetz Chaim says, we consider that a tremendous chumrah. He thinks that if, let's say, if it's very difficult, the person doesn't enjoy eating Matzah or whatever, so he says he thinks he can rely on the other Rishonim who don't say this. And it's efficient if you eat the one kezayis. Because why? Because the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night is a mitzvah to have a suda on Pesach. That's exactly the mitzvah of suda. That's what we mentioned before, the two opinions in Pesach. Why don't you say the bracha barpi hadam when you eat the maror in the middle of the meal? So one opinion in Pesach was, well, that's on the menu tonight. The Torah declared that that's dvar maboy, machnas ha-suda. Why? Because that Balei Pesach understood that the mitzvah of matzah is the mitzvah of suda. The mitzvah of suda. And the Torah says tonight the Suda should consist of Matzah and Morah. So the Morah is Rama Boy Machmas HaSuda. The other opinion in the Torah says that's not a mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. There's a mitzvah of Matzah and a mitzvah of Morah and a separate mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. Where does it say in the Chumash that the Morah is Rama Boy Machmas HaSuda? It's on the menu of the Suda tonight. Suda is a different mitzvah. That's exactly the two opinions in Torah. That's why there's a machloikis as to whether you have to have 2.5 matzahs, 2 matzahs shleimus for the Suda and a half a broken matzah for the matzah. This is matzah or no, that you have 1.5.
But Rabbi, when you eat this pillow sandwich, you're going to eat another roughly a kizayis.
Right.
No,
then we have, in Shulchan Aruch it says that you're supposed to have, l'chatchile, 5 kizayisim of matzah on Pesach night. When you first say, hamotzin al achilas matzah, the Shulchan Aruch says you should have 2 kizayisim of matzah. One for the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif and one for the mitzvah of matzah. The Chavetz Chaim says that he thinks that's a big chumah and if it's too much, you should don't have. Then right after the matzah you have moro, you have a kizayis of moro. Then after that, you have the sandwich, hillel sandwich. You have to have a kezayis of matzah plus a kezayis of maror together. Some poskim say that it's sufficient if you have a half a kezayis of matzah, half a kezayis of maror, and together you have a kezayis. But the Shulchan Aruch says that they don't like that kula. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's really more proper to have a kezayis of matzah and a kezayis of maror for the sandwich. Then at the end of the meal, when you eat the afikoman, so there's a big question among the Rishonim what the afikoman is all about. So the Rosh says that the afikoman has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah at all. We already were yotzei matzah at the beginning of the meal. The idea of afikoman is to have a zecher lePesach. The bisman ha migdosh, in the times of the Beis HaMikdosh, they had to eat the korban Pesach at the end of the meal. At the end of the meal. Why? The Tosis explains why. Because in korban Pesach there's a special din. You're not allowed to break any bones of the korban Pesach. People are very poor, so they can't afford anything, so they give them a tiny piece of chicken, so they eat all the chicken on the outside, and they chew up the bones, and they eat the marach inside, and they leave nothing. But a person is a millionaire, he takes a big steak, and he takes a little bite, and he throws the rest down, he throws out a big chunk. So Pesach night, you're not allowed to leave anything over from the Korban Pesach. There's a lav l'asisim menu adbeke, but there's also an iser, that's in l'asish gruvo. It's a special lav that only applies to the Korban Pesach. Doesn't apply to any other carbon, because on Pesach night we have to demonstrate that we're gvirim. We don't break any bones. We're not such kapsanim that we have to suck out the marach from inside. So the Tanoim were afraid. What do you mean was gvir? But Lamaisa, not everybody was a gvir, so we're afraid. The fellow will forget that he's a gvir. A whole year long he never eats anything, Nabach, and he's fasting on our Pesach. They didn't know about the siyum on our Pesach. Nabach, the poor guy's fasting, comes on Pesach night, he starts. He's going to take the carbon Pesach and start chewing and didn't break the bone. So they made a takonim of the rabbon, and you have to eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal after you've already had the knedlach with the soup and the matzah and everything. Then you eat the korban pesach at the end. Make sure that you don't stuff yourself. You should enjoy it. You should eat it with the yavon, but you should eat it al hasov. Al hasov means at the end after you no longer starve because of the chashash mishum shvira setzim. So the Rosh says that bizman hazeh, the idea of hafikomen, is a takonim of the rabbon to have a zechel pesach, to remember that bizman hamikdash we used to eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote in the name of the Maharil that the proper practice is to have two kizesim of matzah for the afikomen also. That's the five kizesim. Why? So the Maharil says, the lashon in the Maharil is in the regular drashas Maharil, the sefer Maharil, is because the Korban Pesach everybody had to eat two kizesim. So we make a zecher of Pesach that they had two kizesim. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch ask, where did the Maharil get that from? Who stated that he ate two kizesim? The Maharil says he ate one kizesim from the Korban Pesach. But how do you say you need two kizesim? So they say it must be a misprint in the Maharil. Maharil was not written by the Maharil himself. The drashas, Chuvas Maharil were written by the Maharil. The drashas Maharil, as Zechariah called, was written by a Talmud of his, who apparently jotted down notes very quickly. And sometimes it's clear that he wrote things punkt verkehrt. A lot of times he has a sentence just the reverse. It says one thing and it means just the opposite. A lot of times it's clear from the context. So they say that over here he must have written down a mistake. The Maharil couldn't have said such a thing. The Maharil probably said that on Pesach night they used to eat two different korbanos. First they would eat the chagiga sabaosa, and there at Pesach they would bring two korbanos. They would bring a korban chagiga, and then they would bring a korban Pesach. And on Pesach night they would first eat from the chagiga, have a little place.
This year, what would they have done?
There would be no chagiga, only korban Pesach. Because this year is the Shabbos, so the chagiga is a machleke satana. We pass when the chagiga sabaosa is not derech Shabbos. The Gemara says according to one Tana, even the chagiga sabaosa is also derech Shabbos, and we don't pass from like that. So in a normal year, that you have both Chagige, Korban Pesach and Korban Chagige, so you would eat two kizesim of korbanos on Pesach night. That's what the Maharil must have meant. That's what the Taz and the Magen Avraham said. Maharil must have said that, and Talmud wrote it down wrong. Later, Acharonim point out that it's not necessarily a misprint in the Maharil. Maharil has a lot of times strange things, and when you look into the matter, he's just quoting a Tshuvas HaGadim, or a Rambam or something, rather this state, the Farish and the Rambam. The Rambam says the Farish, that on Pesach night, you eat two kizesim of Korban Pesach. And that's how the Rambam translates Nechal al Hasova. The Rambam doesn't say al Hasova. The Rambam says Kidei Lizboa Mimenu. You have to eat two kizayis, more than a kizayis. Not just a little bit of yetzitzan. You have to eat more. Right. So he says you should eat more than a kizayis. So it probably means two kizayis. That's how the Mitziv says. That's how others say. The Rambam seems to hold that you have to have two kizayis in the Korban Pesach. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch it says you should have five kizayis in a month. That's an awful lot. It's an awful lot of months. So people who can't eat so much, so the first kizayis that you chisel off is the afikomen. You don't have to eat two kizayis in a month, you just eat one. The next kizayis that goes, if it's too much, is in the beginning, because the Chavetz Chaim doesn't like that. Even though Dosh Teich and Shulchan Aruch have two kizayis in, the Chavetz Chaim says if it's too difficult, you can only eat, you can do with one.
How does two kizayis? Half a meat?
Yeah, a little from the shlomo, a little from the bruce.
But not one from 1 month. I mean, that
no,
you make
yeah,
sure that
a little from
the whole family can't have that.
Yeah, everybody, everybody has his own shlomo, so they don't prove it. The Haggadah begins with the manishtana. In fact, the Poskim point out that the Rambam seems very clearly to indicate that after the son says the manishtana, then the father of the household, who is reciting the Haggadah Baal Peh, to be mitzi everybody, the Shemir Koineh, should repeat again the Manashtana. Manashtana is not just the introduction, and then we begin the Haggadah with Avodim Hayinu. Manashtana should be recited by the one who's saying the Haggadah. What kind of a din is that? Manashtana is the questions. Don't we want only the answers? So the Nisivos, in his commentary on the Haggadah, that's called Maisim Nisim, printed in a lot of European Sidurim. He used to print the Maisim Nisim on the bottom of the Haggadah. And the Sivas points out that we have a major problem over here. Manashtana alayla zemikol alaylus. Every night of the whole year long, there's a mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. The third parasha in Kriyat Shema, we have a mitzvah to recite every day and by night to mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So what is different on Pesach night? It's the same mitzvah from all year long. So what do you mean? What is added on Pesach night? So the Sivas points out that quite a few things are different on Pesach night. One thing is that it has to be Ba'arichas. All year long you say B'kitz and Nimrod. On Pesach night you say Ba'arichas. And in fact, the Sivas explains that's why the Haggadah mentions that the Tanoim was sitting and telling the whole story all night, because Kalamar B'lasap, Erezim Meshubach, to explain why the mitzvah tonight is different from the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzvah all year long. Another difference is that on Pesach night you have to tell the story to somebody else. All year long I can dab Ma'ar B'yichidit. If I have a minion, I should go to minion. So let's say I didn't make the minion, so I don't mind if you read it. I say my third parasha of Kriyat Shema, and I don't talk to anybody else. I just say, Ani Hashem Lekech, Moshe Rotzei, Seyes Chami Yeretz, Mitzam Liyos, Lachem Lelokim, Ani Hashem Lekech. So I say, I mention the pasuk, that's all. On Pesach night, the din is you have to tell it to somebody else. If there's nobody else there, then did he ever get Yeretz by telling yourself? But the more proper way is to tell the Acher. There are several other differences between Pesach night and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim of all year long. And the Nesivos points out another additional crucial nafkamin is that on Pesach night, the Torah says, "V'higad to levincha, babu zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis mitzrayim, babu zeh lo amati lo b'sher sheishmatu moro munachim lefanecha." That the mitzvah on Pesach night should be tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, derech sheilo or tshuva. Somebody should ask you questions, and you should answer the questions, and you should tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim by explaining the mitzvah halayla. It should be derech sheilo tshuva. And it should be revolving about mitzvah salal ba'vizel amata v'sher sheishmat zemor v'nochem lefonecha. That's exactly why Rabbi Gamliel stresses so much later in the Haggadah. Kol shaloyam shlosh dvarim elu b'pesach lo yotzei derechai vasoi. This is the ikur part of the Haggadah. Pesach shohoi adisein arach l'mal shema. Matzah zushon arach l'mal shema. Morizah shon arach l'mal shema. This is the ikur of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim at Pesach night. To tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, derech hezber as an explanation as to what the mitzvahs Halayla are all about. Yeah, so we say Pesach Shohayah Abiseinu Ofim. Right, this man HaMikdash said Pesach Zeshonu Ofim. Right. So that's why the Achronim point out that Rambam's opinion is, Rambam's opinion seems to be clearly that after the son asks Manishtana, whatever else he wants to ask, then the one who's saying the Haggadah should also say Manishtana, to be mighty everybody, because the Shaila is also, you should have the Shaila and the Tshuva as part of the CPAC assistance run. We really say two different Haggadahs. The Gemara says there's another distinction between Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night as opposed to Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim all year long. And on Pesach night it should be Bariches with a contrast. It should be Maskul Begnus in the sign Mishrach. You should say that originally we were Kahak Tzorz. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Red Chasodah, helped us out. What is exactly meant by Maskul Begnus? So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Each yeshiva had a completely different Haggadah. We say two different Haggadahs. We say, one Haggadah says, Avodim Hayinu Lefarim Mitzrayim, Vayotiyen Hashem Lakein Mishal B'Yachazoka. The Maschel B'Gnus is, we used to be Avodim, and then Hashem freed us. The other opinion in the Gemara is that the Maschel B'Gnus is, Mitchil Ovdi Avodah Zalahoy Arisaini, V'Achshav Kevon Amokim Lavidosa. So in Rav's yeshiva they said one Haggadah, in Shmuel's yeshiva they said a different Haggadah. And we say the both Haggadahs, the Rambam quotes in the Gemara, two different Haggadahs, and we say both. He really would have been yours if he would have said either one or the other. So we are marvelous apir. We are so marvelous that we say two full haggadahs. It's by us. It's all one, but it's really two full haggadahs. It's very interesting. The haggadah, this part of the haggadah, begins with Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenos Mitzvah Olam Yisrael Baruch Hu. Except it's in the middle over here. Abrocha from Matan Torah. It's very unusual. So you have an interesting parallel to this. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that before you say Kriya Shema Shachris and before you say Kriya Shema Ma'ariv when you daven, so you say a brocha that the Gemara considers a Birchas HaTorah, Abba Rabba, and Abba Solem, write the brocha that precedes immediately. Kriya Shema is considered by the Gemara as a Birchas HaTorah. Why recite a Birchas HaTorah then? Everybody ready to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning? The answer is that now there's a special mitzvah in HaTorah to recite Shema, and this is in the form of Talmud Torah. You have to say Dafke Psukim from the Chumash. So the Chacham Lo Masak in a special new Birchas HaTorah in immediately prior to the recital of Kriya Shema. So it would appear that this is the same over here on Pesach night. Kol Yom Arisa Shono, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day by Yom Balailo, the Gemara says, need not necessarily be in the form of reading a parasha from the Torah. We happen to recite the third parasha of Kriya Shema, which closes with the pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeinu Asher Hotzeinu Yitzchak Mitzrayim Sam Liyos Lachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeinu. The women kind of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long by reading Psukim, by reading the Pasuk in Kriya Shema. But the Gemara says in Brachas that you need not necessarily do that. The Gemara says that if a person wants to, he can say, Modim Anachnu Lo Hal Shehurt Yisrael Mitzrayim Mitzrayim V'al Shekarayt Olanes Hayom V'al Sheharakta Es B'chareihem, and he's also Yetzir. He can make up his own Nusach. Modim Anachnu Lo. They see clearly from the Gemara that Kol Yimayis HaShan in the midst of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of Talmud Torah. It could be just in a Haskara B'Yalma. On Pesach night, the Mishnah says not so. You have to read a parasha from the Torah and you have to darshan it. The Mishnah picks on the parasha of Arami Yavid Ovid, Mikra Bikurim. Why, that is a different question. Why? Could be good explanations for that also, but the Mishnah says you pick on a parasha and you darshan it. So apparently, this is another distinction between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night and the general mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long. And on Pesach night, the mitzvah of CPTS Mitzrayim has to be derech limud, derech talmud Torah. You have to learn psukim, you have to darshan, Torah Shmalpeh, You have to have a little perush b'chsav, read psukim and perush b'al peh, darshan the psukim. So perhaps Rav Soloveitchik suggests that perhaps this is why we introduce the Haggadah with the Baruch Shanos and Tehol Amisol Baruch Hu. We recite like a new Birchas HaTorah prior to this new form of Talmud Torah, just as a parallel, just as we recite Ava Rab and Ava Solom right before we start saying Kriya Shema. Well, those are the right, the beginning of the psukim. Right, we are starting to quote the psukim from the Torah, which require of us to do this mitzvah. I mean, why the Baruch HaMokom is right there? It could have been before or later. I don't know. It's still a good question. The Gemara says that on Pesach night, a very strange takana. All year long, when you have to say halal, you have to say the entire halal of the Vasachas. You're not Maxi community. On Pesach night, punk to Tanaim on the Sakim to recite part of the halal before the Suda and part of the halal after the Suda. Very strange takana. So the Netziv explains in his Haggadah that he thinks that the reason for this is to demonstrate that the Suda tonight is a different kind of a Suda. It's not some supper that we're hungry. It's a Suda Saidoya. We want to demonstrate thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Hitzi Sonam in Mitzrayim. It's that person, Ayyetim Ibeis HaSurim. They make a Suda Saidoya. A person who is a Choylish and Esrapi, make a Suda Saidoya. The Labakhshah are always making Ayyetim Ibeis HaSurim. They have a Fabrenu, whenever they read the Bafrayim. That's the thing. That's what we do on Pesach Nad. Ayyetim Ibeis HaSurim, make a Suda Saidoya. So to demonstrate that this is a Suda Saidoya, so we say a little halal before, a little halal after, to show that it's not some Suda that we're hungry also. But it's that the Suda is sandwiched in the middle of the halal, the whole tachlis, the whole Suda is to give halal the Haidoya, Shebach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Hitzi Sonam in Mitzrayim. The second bracha that we recite halakos is Asher Yolon. It says in the Haggadah that the proper thing is that you should pick up the kois, not only when you're about to say the Baruch HaGof, you should hold the kois when you recite the Asher Yolon. In many Haggadahs, many Hasidic Haggadahs, you have a Shem Yichud Kutcha Berichu here, in between the Bracha Gual Yisrael and the Bracha Ber Paragraf. It's very, very schwer. In general, there's a general machlokes where you should say the Shem Yichud, so you rise and so on, but even if you generally do say, those Hasidim do say, it's really very schwer to insert over here a Shem Yichud in between Gual Yisrael and Ber Paragraf. It's Tachmamish Ahepsik. You're reciting a Bracha Lakos. You're reciting a Bracha Lakos, how can you be Mafsik in the middle? So if anybody wants to say L'Shem Yichud, the proper thing would be to say it before Asher Yolono. After you finish B'tzeis Yisrael and Mitzrayim, you say Chalom Yishlamayim Omoyim, then those who prefer to say L'Shem Yichud should say over there, and then say Asher Yolono with the Baruch HaGofen together without any hefsek in the middle. The same is true after the Birchas HaMozen. A lot of times you have a lot of Haggadahs, you'll have L'Shem Yichud after the benching, before the Baruch HaGofen on the third course. Or after the Nishmas, after the Birchas HaShir, before the drinking of the fourth course. It's really a serious problem of hepsik. In fact, even after the benching, the tour has an achlokes with his brother, Rabbi Nechiel, as to whenever you bench on the coast, when do you say the Baruch HaGofen? So the Rabbi Nechiel says you have to say Baruch HaGofen immediately after Liyolam Al Yechasvein, because the Birchas HaMozen really ends over there. And Harachmon was instituted by the Gaonim after the Chasimus HaTalmud. So all year long we have a minute to recite Harachmon. Whenever you're benching alakos, whenever you happen to bench alakos, so Rabbi Nechiel says it would constitute a hefsik to say harachm is in between the benching and the Baruch HaGofen. So the Torah says that we don't follow my brother, we don't listen to Rabbi Nechiel, because harachmans are, you're not mechuyif to say, but it's an extension. It's a hemshach of the Hateva Meitiv. Hateva Meitiv, as Bana Gemara, was much shorter than what we have today. It just says Hateva Meitiv. And then the Yerushalmi says they elongated it, they have a longer bracha. You say three times Gemalanu and three Hatovis and three Gemolis. Three gemulos, so mainly you add on harachmas nishgefel. However, let's say by a bris mila, they quote in the name of the Balatanya by a bris mila, you say special harachman. So many are makpid then in the name of the Balatanya that you should say the Baruch HaGofen for those harachmas. Those harachmas are not common at all, and he feels that that would constitute a hepsit. So even if you make it over there by a bris, even if you make it by a bris, but l'shem yichud, that's a very little too much. So l'shem yichud to say also. In between the bench and the Shem Yichud is certainly not an extension of the Birchas HaMozen. That's certainly a separate thing. Sure. That Zichar has. And in between the fourth, in between the finishing of the Hallel and the Birchas HaShir, so in my, this Haggadah that I happen to have, it has Vahiva Chatziah Laila, Vamatim Zor HaPesach, Kilo Noi, Kilo Yod. Then all of a sudden you wake up with the Baruch HaGofen. So the Morgan Avon quotes some Machlokas about this. So some Achronim say the more proper practice is to recite the Baruch HaGofen right away after you finish the Brocha, the Brocha La. The Birchas HaShir, you finish the Nishmas with the Bracha, you should say right about Baruch HaGofen and say the Piyutim later. And other Rachanim say, no, you're going to be thirsty later on, because after the fourth course, you're not allowed to drink anything, so it's preferable to save the fourth course till later. But it's very sure, what do you mean preferable? You don't have any brayer, it's a hefsik. So the Pashto says that you should really not be mafsik by any of these brachas alakos. You should just say the bracha alakos right after that bracha that it comes in connection with.
Is the
Boker Rabban
containing on the
Agave? No, Boker Rabban is on the Yayin. But the Gemara says that
the
The Kos is on the Asher Yolon. It's a Broch ala Kos. The Gemara says on Pesach night. Yeah. Like you have Kiddush ala Yayin and Benching ala Yayin. That's normal all year long. So tonight, in addition. You'll be yotze the one aspect of our because namely that you have four times l'chaim that you can be yotze, you can make kiddush and then drink a second course, a third course, and a fourth course. The Gemara says shasam of asachas, if I drink all four in one shot, I'm yotze the one mitzvah of the l'chol l'chaim, the cheres.
Yeah, but you take the whole hadorah but not the whole
hadorah. Yeah. Right.
You're not
yaisu the full kosheni, right? Because the kosheni is supposed to be, in addition to four lachayim, supposed to be another bracha ala kos. The bracha b'asher galon is supposed to be ala kos. Right.
Rabbi, earlier, why was the cup lifted up when you say the ishamba, and then you don't make the bracha?
That's only minhagim. Yeah, that's not a real din. It's a minig. The rishonim called it. It's an old minig. But that's only a minig. It's not a din.
Why can't you say the sheni?
Oh, okay. I mean before you start the kiddush. And have in mind everything. Okay. Okay, good.
And also after the benching was there. No brach at the end of that.
The benching is all brachas.
It's all over you.
So right, so we are makel to allow ourselves to recite the Baruch Yagofen all year long when you bench Allah Yayin. We are makel to allow ourselves to say the Baruch Yagofen after the Hol Rachmans and after everything. Assuming that everything till Shana Brachas Anav Hashalom is an extension of HaTayva Meitit. If you don't say that it's an extension, then you're not allowed to say anything. Then you have to say the Baruch HaGofen right after the Olamayi HaSinu. That's what the Rabbeinu Yechiel said. And we are Meikul because we hold that that's also HaMishlach of the bench. But the L'Shem Yechiel is certainly not part of the bench.
What's the key in regular lettuce for mile? Some people say that you use their environment
right, but different minhagim, different kabbalas. The mice is that this man, there's a professor in the yeshiva who's in that field. What is it called? Vegetable.
Botany.
Yeah. So he told us in the yeshiva that in the times of the Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael and in Europe, they didn't have regular lettuce. They only had romaine lettuce. So it's clear, if that's true, so he said it's clear that the Mishnah is only talking about romaine lettuce. That is a shaila din, whether since this is so similar, is this also good enough for the Mishnah? That's a shaila, but he says it's clear that that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about Dr. Romain Lice.
Certainly not
what
horseradish.
No, the Mishnah lists off different vegetables that are acceptable for Morris. So one of them is horseradish. The first one is Romain Lice. Mishnah has different meaning. So the first one is chazeres, and chazeres means some kind of a leafy vegetable which the Rishonim identify as romaine lettuce. The second one is tamcha. And tamcha is charei. The Rishonim asked the kasha that the romaine lettuce, the mitzvah namulcha to use chazeres, in that order, first chazeres, and if not, then tamcha, and so on. The tamcha is charei, that's the second one mentioned. The first one is chazeres, is a lettuce of some type. So the Rishonim asked the kasha, but the lettuce is not bitter, so how are you yotze the mitzvah with it? The Rishonim answered, if you would leave it in the ground longer, it would turn bitter. So the Chazanish learns pshat, so you only yotze if you left it in the ground longer and it turned bitter and you ate it when it halakha was bitter. But if you eat it before it turned bitter, then he says that's what the Yerushalmi says that you're not yotze. And the Velt says that it's not pshat in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, since if you would have left it in the ground, it would have turned bitter. But that's kovea that it has a shemar.
You leave regular lettuce coming in there.
That's right.
If you
put in a little regular thing into the that's a bitter flavor. It's not necessary. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. One person can say the Haggadah for everyone.
We have to like that everybody says that.
Yeah, but I mean, one person can have the tire. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
One hakara or
Not unless he doesn't want to, they don't have to. It's sufficient if one person has. The Gemara has a machloek, the Sama Amarayim hold that everybody has to have his own Kaira. And then the Gemara says, we don't pass like that. Only Gifnei Nishay Mehagot. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's proper not to be mafsik in between the bracha of al achilas matzah and the achilas hakeirah, right? Because first we eat matzah, then mar, then we eat the keirah, the sandwich, hilul sandwich. Because the Gemara says we don't know exactly whether we pass like hilul or not. So if you pass like hilul, then you have to eat after the matzah with the mar together. So the bracha that I recited in the beginning of my meal, al achilas matzah, really has to cover the sandwich also. So that's why I said in Shulchan Aruch that although the friends and the neighbors and the relatives haven't seen each other for a long time, the Riga to Shmuz and Yontav to relax, it's not proper to talk until after everybody has had the has
why
had the same shift.
Why do we say that right away in the beginning? In other words, then we would have both treatments.
No, the Gemara says
if you had the matzah mar together in the very beginning, then you'd be yais both ways.
No, then the Gemara says you wouldn't be yais, right? The Gemara says since maybe we don't pass from like kilo, in which case you wouldn't be yais if you would have both together. So that's why, that's the Gemara on Kuf Tez Vav Nadal. That's why you have to have first matzah.
Now, because the law is Rishis
now. Mara is Rabbanah. The Gemara says you have to have that kid. Matzah, Mara, and then together. Right, the Chafetz Chaim in the Shulchan Aruch has a tain on the Zechel HaMikdash Kehillah. He thinks that the Zechel HaMikdash was originally printed in tiny letters, and it said in the Siddur that that's said in the Haggadah, that that's what the sandwich is all about. But not that we have to recite, this is a Zechel, you don't have to make a declaration, this is. So he really doesn't like the recital of the Zechel HaMikdash. But what can he do? Shulchan Aruch says, the Omer Zechel HaMikdash says that you say it. So he says it's really a hefsek, but what can he do? He really doesn't like it. So that's why some people are makbet to say the Zechel HaMikdash Kehillah after they've already eaten the Kehillah. After the Kerach. Other people don't say it at all, like the Kasha of the Chafetz Chaim. Well, you shouldn't say, because in the Rishonim it's not found that you should say Zechel HaMikdash. Just the Shulchan Aruch writes that. There's one opinion which I don't think anybody follows. The Shaloh HaKadosh says that one should not be mafsik until after Achilas HaFikayim. Why? What's that until after Achilas HaFikayim? Because we mentioned before the opinion of the Rosh that the idea behind the Afikayman is a Zechel according Pesach, which was eaten at the end. The Rashbam, however, at the end of Maseches Tzachim, gives a different rationale for Afikayman. He says that Afikayman is the Iker Mitzvah Matzah. Because Bizman HaMikdash that they ate the Korban Pesach at the end, they must have also eaten the Matzah and the Mar at the end. So we today also, even though we're not eating any Korban Pesach at all, we eat the Matzah at the end. So why do we eat Matzah in the beginning? He says, well, you always say Hamayitz in the beginning of every meal. So you have to say Al-Achilas Matzah because you're having a little. According to the Rashbam, you didn't have to eat all those kezais in the beginning. And according to the Rashbam, you eat the Kairach and the Marah at the end also. So the Shaloh HaKadosh says that even though we don't really follow the Rashbam because we have the Matzah in the beginning and the Kairach in the beginning, according to the Rashbam, you have everything at the end. But nevertheless, he thinks that you should be choshish for the Shita of Rashbam and not be mafsik and at all until after Achilas Atikon.
What kind of
Zayachar?
Nothing is Zayachar, but every time that you eat later on more bread, you don't have to worry about hafzik. So what is it?
Why do you have to eat matzah and then matzah and water together? Because the Marah is Midirabon and you have to eat Marah. After I've already had my matzah kezayis, then any more matzah I eat is not even necessary. So the matzah will ruin the Marah then. If I have only matzah and then kairach, I won't be able to the Marah. So you have to have matzah separate and Marah separate and then matzah and Marah together. Taste explains the whole Gemara. Yeah. The Marah says that the Mishnah says that the Tanoi made a takana to dip in the Marah in charoz. The Gemara says though you have to shake off the charoz. People make a mistake. They pile on a whole ton of charoz and they eat the Marah. The Gemara says you have to shake off the charoz. What's the idea of the charoz? So there's a machlokes ha-Tanoim. Rav Lezer of Tzorek says on the Kuf Tezayin and Alta that charoz is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have charoz. And the Chachamim disagree. So the Gemara says that if the Chachamim disagree, so what do you need the charoz for? The Gemara says for to kill a keeper, to kill a worm, whatever, a strange reason. According to Rav Lezer of Tzorek, it's something more than that. So the Rambam and the Mordechai say that according to Rav Lezer of Tzorek, it's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis charoz on Pesach. So the Rambam writes in the Tirush HaMishnayos, obviously we don't patskin like Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Zoyk. There's no mitzvah to eat kazayis haris. The only thing is that you dip in the morning. Bo harayi that we don't patskin like it. Bo harayi said, yeah, shake it up, and maybe you should eat later on a kazayis. Bo harayi zokter, if you hold like Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Zoyk, there should be another bracha. Asher k'disonim v'sosim tzivonu, al achilas haris. And we don't have that bracha. However, the Rambam and the Yad HaZoker does patskin like Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Zoyk. The Lechem Mishnah points out he contradicted himself. And he says, notwithstanding the fact that it's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis charoyis, since the chachamim would have a misak and a broch on it. So some are makpeh to follow the chumrah of the Rambam to eat a kazayis of charoyis. Even if not, what is the charoyis exactly supposed to be? So women usually make charoyis with a lot of chopped up apples. Why apples? Because Tosis quotes the ingredients. Tosis says in the name of the Gaonim, based on the Parshat Tachas HaSapur Charoticha, that one of the ingredients in the charoyis should be tapuah. The thing, however, this is called several ingredients. You should have a gozen nuts, you should have shkedim, almonds, you should have tamarim, dates, and tain, and figs, and rimon, and pomegranates, or any combination of all of these. The question is, what do you mean by tapuach means an apple? So Tosis points out in another place in my cotton that tapuach and tanach means a citrus fruit. It doesn't mean an apple at all. In fact, the goyim all say that the Eitz Hadas that Adam Rishon ate from was an apple. It's not an apple. The Gemara has different opinions. The one view in the Gemara is that it was an esrog. Esrog and Tanakh is a tapuah. Esrog and Tanakh. In Tanakh, the word tapuah means a citrus fruit. And the Gemara says like that, that the charoses should have a sharp flavor. The Gemara says it should have a very sharp flavor. The Tosfos says you should put in tapuah. Notice it has a sharp flavor. So how is that sharp flavor? It means it's a citrus fruit. Tosfos, in fact, points out that in Shulchan Aruch quotes this from Tosfos. The Gemara is in Tosfos in Shulchan Aruch. That the idea of the charoses is that it should be thick, zechel atif, similar to the material with which the Bnei Yisrael HaZavodim were building all of the building with the bricks. And then later on, you should have to have, when you're holding by dipping in the moro, then you should pour in more wine and make it looser. But until then, it should be taka, very thick mixture. That's how it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, in fact, quotes another meaning that many people have. The Rambam quotes meaning that the Shnei Tavshilim that are on the Cairo, and the Gemara says the Shnei Tavshilim are one Zechel HaPesach, one Zechel HaChagigah. It's only a mitzvah b'zman hazeh after the Korban HaBayis. So the Rambam writes a meaning that you should eat the eggs, because eggs are a siman of Avelis, and the first night of Pesach always falls out on the same day as Tisha B'Av. Different enough. But that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the reason is because of Tisha. No, the Rambam writes the meaning is different in Hagen, but the Rambam writes the meaning is that you eat the eggs on the Cairo. Some people have a meaning, they don't eat it, and they leave it, and then it gets ruined, and they throw it out. So that's certainly not right. You shouldn't throw it out. You can save it for the next day. Okay. If it's broiled, the meaning is that we broil it. If it's broiled, so most people have the meaning not to eat broiled meat on the night of Pesach. Different minhag. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Achronim say you should. Different minhag. Yeah, it's all minhag. Even the whole union of not eating broiled on Pesach night, the Mishnah writes it's only a minhag in some makomos. Some have come and say Bedatke ate broiled meat in order to have a Zechel of Pesach. Another place that Bedatke didn't eat broiled meat, that no one should think that they're eating a real carbon Pesach because we don't have any based on meat.
Was it really a barbecue that Rabbi had, what we call broiled? It was done on a spit.
On a spit, yeah.
That's like barbecue.
Right. I mean, we had pot roast. We have roasted. So roasted, they're different in Hagim also. The Aruch HaShulchan says that roasted is Mishgefela. And in the Shulchan Aruch it says it's not right. Yeah, the Achronim quote the Chumras that you should be machmir not to have any broiled oats. Some say that the Shnei Tavshilin are to show that the Suda has chashivas, so you should always eat the egg. Different reason, nothing to do with Tisha B'Av. The Suda should be a Suda Chashuva. The Mishnah says that on Erev Tisha B'Av, by the Suda Amapsekis, you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilin. Shnei Tavshilin is a similar to Suda Chashuva, a two-course meal. You have Shnei Tavshilin. On Pesach night, you should have Shnei Tavshilim to make it into a Siddur HaShuvah. So you should be dafki eat the Shnei Tavshilim. So our meaning is that we don't need to broil the meat, but the egg you're allowed to eat, so you should be dafki try to eat as much of the Shnei Tavshilim as is allowed. Regarding, I'll just close with this because it's late, regarding the fourth section of the Haggadah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Rosh that when you recite the second half of the Hallel in Shul, when you have a Chazan and a Tzibur, there are certain sections that we read responsively. Like the Chazan says, Hoy Lashem Kitov Kiliyon. Chazan, everybody says, Hoy Lashem. Chazan says, Yoyman Yisron, everybody says, Hoy Lashem Kitov. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that when you have the Seder, you should do that also. How many people, what's the minimum number of people you have to have in order to have the responsive reading? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Rosh, three. A Chiddush, one might have time that you need 10. So the Shulchan Aruch says that three is enough. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Acharonim that it doesn't have to be up to three men. You can have Ishto B'nei Beiso also. Your wife and your children also Mitzvah for the three. So if it's feasible, you should arrange that the one who's saying the Haggadah, the father saying the Haggadah, should say like the Chazan does, Hod L'Hashem Kitov Kiviyon Chazak, An Hashem Hashiyono, just like they do in Shul. Then regarding the concluding bracha of the fourth kois, the Mishnah says that you should finish the Hallel after the Birchas HaMazon and then conclude with the Birchas HaShir. So the Gemara says, what is the Birchas HaShir? The bracha after the Shir. So there's an Achlokes in Amoraim. One Amora says Birchas HaShir is Nishma. The other Amora says the Birchas HaShir is Yehalalucha, the bracha that we normally recite at the conclusion of the Hallel. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, since it's an Achlokes, so we say both. What do you mean say both? So the Rashbam has an opinion that I don't know if any Minhagim follow it. The Rashbam's view is that Yitakis say two brachas. You finish the Hallel and you say Yihalucha with the bracha after Yihalucha. Then you say Nishmas and you say Yishtavach with the bracha after Yishtavach. You say two brachas. That nobody follows that meaning. The Mishnah Berurah says if by mistake you said the bracha, what do you do? A whole plum.
Say the bracha after Hallel, why do you say the bracha
before Hallel? Akash. The Rishonim talk about it, Baricha. It's a good kash. It's a good kash. So the opinion of the Rashbam has not been accepted at all, halacha, that you should finish the halal with the halalucha and say melech merul batish brachos, and then you say nishmas and say yishtabach with the chasim after yishtabach. That's for sure not. You say both the halalucha and nishmas, but we only say one chasim, one baruch ato. So the question is, which one do you say? So here it'll be a common occurrence that in one family you're going to have, they send a lot of haggadahs in the mail, so half the people are going to be saying the haggadah from a nusach Ashkenaz and half are going to be saying from a nusach Svar haggadah. So all the Chassidish Rebbe's followed the Nusach Svar. The Chassidish all put out their own Pirushim on Haggadah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that there were two Minhagim. There's a Minhag Ashkenaz and a Minhag Svar, what the Chassim should be. And Achareim said that Nahara, Nahara, Upashte, that every Makom should follow its own Minhag. That those who are Chassidim or those who are from Svarish background should follow Nusach Svar. And Ashkenazim should follow Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz has everything going straight. You don't go backwards and forth. Going straight in the following sense. You finish your Hallel. How does the Hallel end? Hod Lashem Kitov Kiri Yolam Chazdo. Hod Lashem Kitov Kiri Yolam Chazdo. And then at the end you say Yehalelucha. Up, you see, I have a Chassidish Haggadah here. Right, when do you say Yehalelucha? You say Hod L'Hashem Kitov Kiri Yolam Chazdei. Then you say Yehalelucha just until, up until Baruch Atah, you don't say Baruch Atah. And then you say the Kiri Yolam Chazdei, then you say the Nishmas. And then when you get, you say the Yishtabach up. And then you conclude Yishtabach with the Baruch.